Well, now, as a composer, your job is, of course, to write music. But do you also use silence as a composing tool?
It's an interesting question, because I do feel that without silence in a score, if it's just wall-to-wall music, the music kind of becomes almost superfluous. It has to have space around it,
mm-hmm.
because without that, it's kind of like wallpaper. You know, you get used to it, and it doesn't have as much effect. And I like there to be space in scores, so that you do use silence. You use moments where nothing happens, especially in thrillers or horror films, where the music is so important to create tension and excitement and fear and scares and that sort of thing. It's very important to use the silence and not to score every single moment, because that takes away sometimes from the tension. So, yes, I think it's very important to try and keep in mind that the music in films shouldn't play for the end credits, and that the moments of silence are as important as the music. It's not always silence, but it might be, you know, very important dialogue, very important sound effects, moments of calm, and those sometimes are better not scored.
So now, how would a score that you write today differ from one that you wrote at the beginning of your career?
Gosh, again, that's a really good question, because I think you evolve naturally as a composer in every day, everything that you do. I think, you know, the experience of the pictures is something that I've developed over, say, 20 years of writing music.
Mm-hmm.
But I sometimes look back at the early scores that I've done and think, you know, that somehow that innocence is good, you know, because you're very free in a way. But I think how it would differ now is that my orchestration skills and my ability of working to picture, I suppose, has developed in a way pretty naturally over the years. I guess like in any job, you know, and as you get older, you have so much more experience of working with musicians and understanding how to get the best out of an orchestra. The conducting as well, you know, working to a particular brief, understanding how to work with directors, all that, just, I suppose, all that experience means that perhaps your scores are more developed, more just, you know, you can be as creative as you can be, and you know you've got the tools to do it because you've got that experience behind you.
So you mentioned The Passion, which is coming out.
Yeah.
So what else does the future hold for you?
Well, there's a project called Flood. I don't know if you've come across that yet.
I've seen it listed, but I haven't actually seen it here in Canada.
In Canada, no. That should be there. In fact, it was a co-production with Canada.
Hmm.
So I'm pretty sure there should be quite a big release with you know, I'm just looking at the poster, actually, which is here now, seeing who the producers are. Okay, it had a Canadian editor called Simon Webb.
Okay.
It was, as I said, a UK-Canadian co-production. It's a fantastic sort of epic action-adventure film about London flooding,
mm-hmm.
and what happens when London floods. And you see the whole of London completely submerged underwater. It's the most incredibly kind of poignant and also very exciting adventure film. You know, really pleased to be a part of that. And we've actually also got a soundtrack album for that, which hopefully you'll get in Canada as well, which Silver Screen have released.
Ah.
And although that's had a release in the UK, it hasn't had a television release, and it also hasn't had all the other territories yet. So hopefully you'll get that quite soon. I'm working on another film, completely different, a very intimate drama called The Hide. It has a twist. It's a thriller, kind of psychological thriller, but it's much smaller music. It's probably going to be piano, strings, quite delicate music, which turns darker towards the end of the film.
Right.
But I can't tell you too much about that because I haven't really started it yet.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you today.
And you. Thank you so much for asking me. Take care.
Okay.